Good Monday morning, beloved. And once again, it is great to start another week with you. And thank you again for welcoming me into your homes for this Monday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are back in Matthew chapter 13, this time beginning at verse 36. And today we conclude the reading of chapter 13 with more parables in which Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a hidden treasure, a fine pearl, and a net filled with all kinds of fish. Jesus also explains the parable about weeds growing among the good seeds and depicts an image of the final judgment. The reading concludes with an account of Jesus returning to Nazareth, his hometown, where the people rejected him. And this week, God's saving word is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 13, beginning with verse 36. When Jesus had left the crowd and gone indoors, his disciples came to him and said, "Tell us what the parable about the weeds in the field means." Jesus answered, "The man who owned the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the people who belong to the kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one. And the enemy who sowed the weeds is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvest workers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered up and burned in the fire, so the same thing will happen at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels to gather up out of his kingdom all those who cause people to sin and all others who do evil things, and they will throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will cry and gnash their teeth. Then God's people will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Listen, then, if you have ears. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man happens to find a treasure hidden in a field. He covers it up again and is so happy that he goes and sells everything he has and then goes back and buys that field. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like this. A man is looking for fine pearls, and when he finds one that is unusually fine, he goes and sells everything he has and buys that pearl. Also, the kingdom of heaven is like this. Some fishermen throw their nets out in the lake and catch all kinds of fish. When the net is full, they pull it to shore and sit down to divide the fish. The good ones go into the buckets, and the worthless ones are thrown away. It will be like this at the end of the age. The angels will go out, gather up the evil people from among the good, and will throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will cry and gnash their teeth. Do you understand these things?" Jesus asked them. "Yes," they answered. So he replied, "This means then that every teacher of the law who becomes a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who takes new and old things out of his storage room." Verse 53. When Jesus finished telling these parables, he left that place and went back to his hometown. He taught in the synagogue, and those who heard him were amazed. "Where did he get such wisdom?" they asked. "And what about his miracles? Isn't he the carpenter's son? Isn't Mary his mother? And aren't James and Joseph and Simon and Judas his brothers? Aren't all his sisters living here? Where did he get all this?" And so they rejected him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is respected everywhere except in his hometown and by his own family. Because they did not have faith, he did not perform any miracles there." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13, verse 43, where Jesus said, "God's people will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom." Now, it's interesting as Jesus is giving these parables that he is showing you how important it is to prioritize your life, whether it is, the man who found the hidden treasure And then he goes out and sells everything that he has so that he can go back and own that treasure. The one who finds the pearl of great price gets rid of everything he has so that he can own that pearl of great price. And so it's important for us to realize that the things of this world may be impressive, but none of them outweigh the importance of eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. And so let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I want to shine like the sun in your Father's kingdom. Teach me to live according to your will. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20, where Jesus teaches about what makes a person unclean. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you and your family in Jesus' precious name. We'll see you tomorrow.